All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. All right. Great. I've got a big pile of them. Why can't I just... I don't even care if they make like a body double of me and just keep it like locked up in a cage with a chain around its neck. It's just me. And whenever I need something, I go yank it out of there. Corey says we can make brainless clones that we can just harvest when we need them. Exactly. I am all about it. And then you could go and like talk shit to your brainless clone when you get pissed off. Like if you do something dumb, like let's say you get busted for drunk driving and you're upset with yourself. You could go into the cage and kick your own ass. Tyler says this is literally the plot to The Island, LOL. I've not seen it. It sounds like it'd be a great movie. You know, we could have like, you know how like I want to do stuff with the pinball folks and we do stuff with TC Paintball. We could have a brawl of like, we'd all dress up like the Super Friends and then we take on our doppelgangers and kick each other's asses. Chris says Philip K. Dick wrote a book about it. The Island, the film, is based on his book. Piano Finger Banger says we could clone the NFK so we wouldn't he wouldn't be just talking to himself all day. Corey suggests this. The clones would have to be made to be brainless or mentally handicapped or they would revolt. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, anybody who is like ethically bitching about my brainless clone being treated poorly, I was like, yeah, fuck you. If anybody's going to say anything about it, it's going to be me. I don't give a shit about that. Doesn't have any rights. It's just it's something to harvest my organs. I need a new heart, I go get one. Shut up. And then, like, the brainless clone, we could, like, keep it on a treadmill, running hard so that its heart was good and strong. So then, you know, by the time I'm 95 years old, you're going to you yank the heart out of this thing. It's going to be the heart of a 25-year-old Olympic athlete, put it in me. Megan says it's like keeping a POS car for parts. I love the idea of this. Well, I hope they keep doing it. If you're a fan of the Detroit Tigers, they've started off quite well. They beat the Yankees yesterday. They play again today. They're going to start in a couple of hours. It's a cold day in Detroit. And Detroit is 6-4 this year. Now, the Tigers started out 0-3. They opened up on the road against the world champion Dodgers, and they lost. And people are like, oh, God, they're going to fuck it up. But since then, they're like 6-1, so that's cool. But something bad has happened. There is a guy. His name is Sam Menzin. He was the assistant general manager. And he has just resigned. I'll tell you why in a second. Here this guy is throwing a baseball in the air. He's been around the team for quite some time, actually. They brought in a new general manager not that long ago, and this guy is was supposed to be awesome. That is until he sent pictures of his penis to people that work for the baseball team. When are people going to learn? Why would you ever do that? Two former employees for the Detroit Tigers said that Menzin sent them unsolicited photos of his ding dong. I don't get it. Can you? I would just like to pick the brain of the person who does this and say, yeah, can you take me through what's going on here? Upon being made aware of the allegations as to Sam Menzin's conduct, the club promptly completed an investigation, the Tigers said in a statement given to the Detroit Free Press. Before the club could terminate Mr. Menzin, he quit. This type of behavior is contrary to our standards and is absolutely no place within our organization. It doesn't have any place within society. The only people you should ever send pictures of your ding-dong to, well, I don't even know if it's a good idea ever, because what if you, like, break up with somebody? Then they've got those pictures. Now, I think that they can get in trouble if they try to extort you with those ding-dong pics or post them without you giving approval. I think they can get in trouble for that. I've only done that once. That was the time I told you the story. She had happened to be, coincidentally, Pooh Bear at the Detroit Tigers baseball game, sitting behind home plate with her cousin. And you could see her on TV. So I'm watching the game, snap the pic, send off the picture of my pin. And then I watched her, like, grab her phone and open it up and then immediately, like, recoil and look around. It was a great prank. But this asshole, my God. He's been with the baseball team for 10 years. Nice job, idiot. While the allegations stem from alleged actions dating back years ago, the Tigers were not made aware of them until recently, according to a person who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to speak publicly. And then the guy resigned. Like, you can hang on to stuff forever and then just, like, throw it out to the world. And it's just as devastating now as it was back then. I like the idea of extortion, frankly. Like, if someone sends you that, you just hang on to it and then you wait. And then the event comes, you get the inkling about getting some cash out of the deal. Rebecca says, if you send me one, I will find one on the internet to send back. Maureen says, did she show her cousin that pic? No, I don't think so. Piano Fingerbanger says there's no such thing as unwanted boob pics. Molly says, yeah, don't be sending unwanted dick pics, and ladies, don't send unwanted boob pics. Does it happen where women say, hey, it's been really great getting to know you, but I'd like to see a picture of your ding dong? I mean, does that happen? Do women actually request these things? It's so strange to me. Keeping the pics is like what's known as the rainy day fund, says Yoda Whirl. Absolutely. You're not going to believe this, but if I don't go to the boys' room, I'm not going to be able to finish this show. You're like, what's happening, Easy? This never happens. Yeah, well, I drank this. I drank one of these, this big thing of water, because I know I need more water. I never get enough water. So that's what's going on now. So stay right there, and I'll be right back. My apologies. I know I'm going to get some stupid, snarky remark from Ass Bag Arum, but that's the best I can do. All right, just like that. No problem. I guess RFK is going to tell the CDC, RFK Jr. is the United States Health Secretary. The organization, the Centers for Disease Control, I guess are the ones that take care of this, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's planning to tell them, stop recommending fluoride. Now, all I know about fluoride is that it keeps the cavity creeps away. Grand Rapids, Michigan, I think, was the first community in the United States that put fluoride into the water. And I think that most communities have fluoride in the water. Not all of them. I know this, that when we moved to New Jersey, the community that I was in did not have fluoride in the water. And by the end of 6 months, Jackie had a head full of cavities. RFK said he's assembling a task force of health experts to study the issue and make new recommendations. Now, again, for 54 years, I have thought that fluoride in the water makes so that my teeth don't fall out. I'm pretty sure RFK and all of the other crazy conspiracy theorists think otherwise. Like, that's been something going on for a while where fucked up people say that fluoride kills you or causes your dick to fall off or something ridiculous. And RFK Jr. is a wacky conspiracy theorist. So this should come as no surprise that this is what we are dealing with now. Also on Monday, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced that it is reviewing new scientific information on potential health risks of fluoride in drinking water. The EPA sets the maximum level allowed in public water systems. Now, that said, if it comes to pass that they're like, no, this causes this, this, and this, I'll be the first one to jump ship. Kennedy told the Associated Press of his plans after a news conference with EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin in Salt Lake City. Kennedy cannot order communities to stop fluoridation, but can direct the CDC to stop recommending it and work with the EPA to change the allowed amount. Well, why can't you order communities to stop doing it? You're in charge of the you're the health secretary. Can't Trump just sign some fucking binder and say fluoride is no more? Utah last month became the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water, pushing past opposition from dentists and national health organizations who warned that the move would disproportionately hurt low-income residents who cannot afford regular dental visits. Why? Can you give me some information as to why? The Utah governor is Spencer Cox. He's a Republican. So I think he's fucked up because, first of all, Kennedy praised Utah for emerging as, quote, the leader in making America healthy again. That's that MAHA thing. You can't praise anything in Utah. You can't praise anything in Utah until they stop having sex with children. Utah is the leader in nothing but child rape. I'm very, very proud of this state for being the first to ban it, and I hope many more will. This is silly. Can I get some information as to why? When this evaluation is completed, we will have an updated foundational scientific evaluation that will inform the agency's future steps, Zeldin said. Secretary Kennedy has long been at the forefront of this issue. His advocacy was instrumental in our decision to review fluoride exposure risks, and we are committed to working alongside him, utilizing sound science as we advance our mission to protecting human health and the environment. Fluoride strengthens teeth and reduces cavities by replacing minerals lost during normal wear and tear. In 1950, federal officials endorsed water fluoridation to prevent tooth decay, and in 1962, they set guidelines for how much should be added to water. Kennedy has called fluoride a dangerous neurotoxin. He said it's been associated with arthritis, bone breaks, and thyroid disease. Okay, if you're going to say that, hey, guess what? It's associated with this, this, and this. Give me a concrete bit of evidence. You can't just say it, asshole, and run with it. You have to give me something concrete. Just like it is concrete evidence, there is concrete evidence that fluoride does all of these positive things. So until you actually show me something rather than just say it, fuck it. Now, it does say that some studies have suggested such links might exist, usually at higher than recommended fluoride levels. However, there's no quality evidence and no definitive conclusions that are drawn. Well, if it's such a big deal to you, figure that shit out before you tell the CDC to stop recommending it. In November, just days before the election, Kennedy declared Donald Trump would push to remove fluoride from drinking water on his first day as president. That did not happen, but Trump later picked Kennedy to run the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Can you imagine if on Trump's first day of office, the very first thing he did was take out fluoride from the water, you asshole. I say this is a good thing because of this. I always try to find the silver lining in these things, ladies and gentlemen. But like in Utah, where this asshole decided to eliminate it, this is now affecting the hard living line. And if you're surrounded by people with fucked up teeth, they're probably in a community that says, hey, we're going to ban fluoride because it's going to make our kids autistic or some crazy shit like that. That is a marker that you need to stay away. That way you can avoid these animals whose teeth look like your common everyday former Zaniac member. I will still never get over about the amount of tooth decay on former audience members. There were audience members who had to get whole new sets of teeth because their teeth were so depleted and damaged. No doubt from meth use. A report last year by the federal government's National Toxicology Program, which summarized studies conducted in Canada, China, India, Iran, Pakistan, and Mexico, concluded that drinking water with more than 1.5 milligrams of fluoride per liter, which is more than twice the recommended level in the U.S., was associated with lower IQs in kids. The American Dental Association said decades of fluoride in drinking water has been shown to reduce tooth decay. The group said it was willing to help conduct high-quality studies to settle the issue. When government officials like Secretary Kennedy stand behind the commentary of misinformation and distrust peer-reviewed research, it is injurious to public health, said the association's president, Brett Kessler. That sounds right to me. My God. Arcflash Nick says, I don't have any faith in a municipality to do anything right. Look at Flint. Yeah, but you got to understand here. It's Flint. Nobody cares what happens to Flint. All right. having those pipes made of lead that's leaching lead into the drinking water, that's good for the rest of the world. The less exposure we have out of sheer numbers to residents of Flint, Michigan, the better off Michigan is. In my opinion, they shouldn't have fixed the pipes. They should have left it the way it is now. They're trying to fix it now, but only because somebody said something. Rebecca says RFK Jr. hired a known anti-vaxxer to again do a study to prove the non-existent link to autism and vaccines. He cannot be trusted to work with anyone unbiased. So basically, stand by. Anything this asshole says, just do the opposite. That's how you handle this shit. My God. Hey, folks, I want you to bang on Frank Fuss's door when it comes to getting health care. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form. Thank you to Frank Fuss for being on board with the show. And you can do this from anywhere in the listening audience. If you need health care, like you're in between jobs, or perhaps you're self-employed, or the boss does not offer health care, reach out to Frank Fuss. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. Adam Kasari is the realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast. You can reach him at 616-914-4061. There is a link in the show notes to him. So if you are buying or selling your home, consider Adam Kasari, 616-914-4061. Which reminds me, in the show notes, I am going to include a link to sign up for our event at Kids Food Basket. It's actually Adam's event. But if you want to volunteer your time, an hour and a half of your time from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Monday, the, what is Monday, the 14th? Yeah. 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Kids Food Basket. Donate an hour and a half of your time in making sack lunches for young people. That would be awesome. I will be there, and I want you to be there, too. If you want more information about, or if you need more information about this, click the link in the show notes of this podcast and sign up. Or if you want to email me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, I can pass the link along to you that way. But let's get together and do something good. As always, Adam is the realtor of choice, as I mentioned to you. And if you want to buy or sell your home, reach out to Adam and begin that process today if you are in West Michigan at 616-914-4061. I don't know how you feel about windmill power, but that seems like a no-brainer to me. Like, if there's a bunch of windmills out in a field that's providing energy, and somebody's getting their energy dirt cheap, I would love that. Like, if I had a lot of acreage, I'd put up a windmill just to take care of my energy costs alone. I think you can do that. I think you can buy personal windmills. That and, like, solar power. Of course, I'd have to see the dollars and cents of it after my investment. How long will it take for me to pay that off? But in one of the hard living line communities, I think this is Pelorito country, Lake Odessa. That's where Mike is. Mike, it wouldn't surprise me if Mike was at this meeting, because the local community got together to talk about the possibility of windmill energy, and the local yokels, again, these are all hard living line people, notoriously stupid. They're opposed to it for whatever reason. They think that it causes AIDS or autism, or it's going to look weird. or they don't like the noise, or they're afraid it'll kill birds. And it's like, it always drives me nuts when I hear about these things. Whenever there's communities that are pissed off at new factories that want to build on land or put up a windmill or something like that, I'm like, just shut the fuck up. This is progress. I want to live in a world where we're getting improvements made. But not these assholes. In Lake Odessa, Michigan. Again, Pelorito country.
Monthly meeting, people voice strong opposition to a proposed wind turbine. News 8's Duncan.
All right, let me look. Scan
Monthly
the room.
Meeting, people voice strong opposition.
See if he's even in the room. I'm looking for a line beard. Lots of flannel.
Position to a proposed wind turbine. News 8's Duncan McLean attended the meeting and has the details. Duncan.
Well, Amber, tonight's Odessa Township Board meeting was packed, standing room only in the room, with more than 100 people eager to hear the board's thoughts and share some of their own on Cordelio Energy's proposal to build wind turbines. In short, they are opposed. And when the board took their vote, just enough members heeded their words.
This beautiful land is being forfeited so the cities can get power. Beautiful.
Government should approach.
It's just flat as shit with nothing there. There's nothing there.
Government should approve.
Next guy looks like a veteran. He wears his stupid shirt.
Appropriately protect this community.
With a 2-2 vote, we have not approved a temporary permit.
Look at this bunch. These disgusting double chin, shitty haircut assholes in this community.
Now, more than a dozen people spoke tonight, and just two voiced support for the renewable energy project. Neither, though, actually lived in Odessa Township. The 2-2 vote officially denied approval for a temporary permit for one of their testing facility towers, a necessary data-collecting prerequisite to any wind turbine project. This was not a vote on the construction of any actual turbines. But the township supervisor explained after the vote that it might not carry much weight anyway for a few reasons. First, the tower is already built and functioning. It went up last year without a permit by approval of the Ionia County Building Department.
Okay, so I don't know what the tower is there to do. They may have said that. Have other use, and they just want to throw a windmill up on top of it.
Violation of the township's wind ordinance. Cordelio Energy called it an oversight, saying they didn't know about the ordinance, and they came to the township tonight to get their proper permitting after the fact. Now they'll likely ask the Michigan Public Service Commission for the permit anyway, which by virtue of a law that was passed last year can override local ordinances for utility-scale energy projects altogether.
Outstanding. And then that's going to piss off all these losers.
That reality and the removal of power from local government got their local representative fired up tonight.
The state voted that you don't have the authority to make the decision.
Oh.
For what the people want.
So now she's trying to get favor, that chick, that Republican.
It really is your time to stand up and defend your turf. It might be a stall tactic. It might be, for now, we put our foot in the door and it doesn't slam shut. Mm-hmm. But it shows us how important it is to be engaged now and till you have no breath in your body.
Oh, God.
So at the end of the night,
Stupid
it was a step. Procedural step at best, but also a symbolic one. The board's vote and the township's voices now united in a battle that will undoubtedly become more complicated from here.
Every time I hear, like, let's say there's a new battery plant. And to me, it's more of a yes vote from me. When they're more honest, like they say, yeah, we're going to take all of our toxic sludge in making batteries and just pour it into the river. I'm like, yep. Yep, we'll take it. We're going to do it. Let's do it. I don't care. Bring us jobs.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Like up at Fear Bunker North, Saab. You remember that company? They used to make cars. They don't make cars anymore. They make fucking bombs. Saab is building a plant to make weaponry in Grayling. Okay, and they're instantly going to become like a massive employer in the community. And right away, people are like, oh, wait a minute here. I don't know if I like this. This isn't so good. It's like, you fucking dick. Everybody's property value is going up. 500 people are going to be working here. Highly technical jobs. This is a lifeline for the community from a tax-based point of view. And here you are. Yeah, but I like this place pristine. Fuck that shit. What the hell is wrong with you? You get some foreign entities going to say, yeah, I'm going to build it right there. Let's do it. Let's make some fucking bombs. We're going to blow some shit up. Let's go. No, not in my backyard. You idiot. I know what you're saying. You say, EZ, what if over at Fear Bunker North, somebody decided to rip down half the forest adjacent to yours? And it's like, fuck, I can't do anything about it anyway. It's not mine. People can do whatever they want. If they buy the land, fucking, I don't give a shit what you put on it. God damn. Bob says stupid hippies ruin getting nice, clean nuclear power. Oh, big time. I love nuclear power. The only time I don't like nuclear power is if, like, the place melts down, which that happens from time to time. What was that one deal? There was a couple. There was Three Mile Island. That was a big one. I saw a nice documentary about that one. Oh, my God. That whole community was fucked. And then, of course, Chernobyl. That was a bad deal. But that was... Not to mention operator error. The Russians cut costs big time. Piano Finger Banger says the Chernobyl series on HBO is a must watch. Oh, I love that so much. It was such good television. Fukushima is still dumping water in the ocean from that. That's right. They lost power. There was like a tsunami or an earthquake or some shit. Corey says modern nuclear is much better than it used to be. Corey says solar and wind put a lot of strain on the grid due to how consistent they are. He adds, personally, I love hydropower, renewable and consistent. Yeah, I'm all about all that stuff. Like, if I had the means, I'd have water power, wind, and nuclear. An actual nuclear reactor to power shit. When are we going to get to that point where we actually have mini nuclear reactors to power our homes? Instead of whatever it is we're doing right now to get our energy, relying on that. All right. The principal of a school in Florida might be out of a job. He was talking with his buddies. This is in Polk County, Florida, at a principal of a school. And the guy who got busted heard from his friends that, hey, if you play your cards right when you're scanning shit out of the Walmart, you can steal shit. It's called skip scanning. I hadn't heard of this. I actually had something similar to this happen accidentally. I scanned one thing, but put two down on the thing where the bags are, and immediately the red light went on, and I wasn't able to scan anymore. And then the lady came over, and she said, and she was like, she had to log me back in but she watched a video of me beforehand, like from up above, and it watched me scan one, but put two down. So that happened, and she looks at me and she goes, "You scanned one, but took two." And I go, "You're right. I did do that. That was an accident." And she kind of looked at me like with a raised eyebrow, but I'm like, that's all I could say was that I didn't mean to do that. And I didn't, obviously. But she doesn't believe me. She thinks I actually was trying to steal whatever the fuck it was. Like a pack of cheese. But I was impressed with how quickly that thing called me out. And I don't know if it had to do with the weight on the machine or what. But it's very, very difficult to do that. Your odds are pretty low that you'll be successful with all those cameras looking at you and whatever it is that's going on while you're scanning your food to get out of the store. You're better off just walking out of the store and not going near the checkout. Okay. And then you got the people that are saying goodbye to you at the door. See you later. Who they're not there to say goodbye to you. They're there to shoot you if shit goes down or stop you. David said there are cameras at the self-checkout. How do they pull this off? Well, I don't know how anybody pulls it off, but this guy did not pull it off. But he had heard that skip scanning is a thing. Gregory Lewis is on administrative leave. The Winter Haven Police Department said cops were called to the Walmart for retail theft. The asset protection officer told the cops that Lewis was skip scanning. This is a principal of a school. I mean, I would expect if it was some fucking ham and egger doing that. I mean, it happens all the time. I would like to get a dollar amount as to how much is lifted out of a store like Walmart every day where, 99% of their customers are losers. You ever notice, I've talked about this before, I think they're under the same umbrella, Sam's Club and Walmart. If you go to Walmart, not only are the clientele piles of shit people, at Sam's Club, they're not. And is the difference just that you have to pay for a membership to get into Sam's Club? I mean, it's not that much to get into Sam's Club, however much it costs, $100 a year, whatever the fuck, to be a member there. But if you go to Sam's Club, you will be hard-pressed to find somebody who looks like the disasters that populate a Walmart. Not to mention the people that work at Walmart compared to the people that work at Sam's Club. At Sam's Club, they always seem to be like not a resident of a hard living line area. They seem like they're like everybody's photogenic. Everybody at Sam's Club or in this case Costco bathes, and they look like good human beings, like upstanding individuals. They're not losers. Anyway, officers spoke to Lewis, the principal. He admitted to skip scanning at the self-checkout. Lewis told the cops that his friends told him that they had stolen from stores using the same method, and he thought he'd give it a try. The arrest report said Lewis had previously done this at the same store. So he's singing like a bird. We sit around talking, "Hey, I did this. Let me try and see what I can get away with," Lewis said on body-worn camera video speaking to a Winter Haven police officer. I did something dumb today, and I understand it. The affidavit said that Lewis stole a large pack of light bulbs, bacon, and frozen butterfly shrimp, which totaled $37.45. Unfortunately, it's turning our profession into a bad situation, said James Barker, a retired teacher in the area. Lewis was arrested and booked into the county jail on a petty theft charge. I'm not even sure what skip scanning is. It doesn't really say. What is skip scanning? It's a form of shoplifting where customers at self-checkout kiosks intentionally fail to scan items, offering pretending to scan them or using the barcode of a cheaper item for a more expensive one, thus underpaying for their goods. So I guess it's like what I was doing. They thought that I was skip scanning. They think I'm a skip scanner at Meijer. There's probably a picture with my face on it that says, "This asshole tried skip scanning." Yeah, that's exactly what I did. There's the banana trick. A shopper might scan a cheap item like bananas and then replace it with a more expensive item. Skip scanning is a growing concern for retailers. It can significantly impact profits. In 2022, shoplifting, which includes skip scanning, cost retailers $112 billion, a jump from $94 billion the previous year. My God. That's impressive. Cole says you're going to lose your job for $40 worth of stuff. Good job, asshole. Nick adds they flag your M perks for extra service checks. Not sure what that means. Branjo says we had a city councilor here get busted for doing this with steaks at Walmart. Because when I think quality meat, I think Walmart. Piano Fingerbanger adds, one time I accidentally forgot to scan my milk, and when I got home, I felt like I just robbed the MGM Grand in Ocean's 11. I got away with a ladder from Home Depot. I still have the ladder, too. I had the ladder at the bottom of the thing, and I had a bunch of shit. I paid for the shit, never scanned the ladder, walked outside, and this is at a point in my life when it's okay to steal, I guess. And I'm like, oh, I'm here. Might as well just take it. I heard skip scanning is way easier with Shop and Scan. I don't know what that is either. They are way too lazy to check the bottom of the bag. I think that's when you scan it in the store and then you put it in the bag and then you just pay for it on the way out. Yeah, scan as you go with your cell phone. Damn. All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. Buy now, refinance later. With the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Reach out today from anywhere in the U.S. about getting a mortgage to buy your dream home. You have 7 more days until the tax deadline. Reach out to TAG Accounting, 616-301-9516. That's 616-301-9516. From anywhere in the U.S., you can take advantage today. Trump is at it again. People have been complaining about the stock market, which today, I don't even know what it's doing today. I haven't paid attention. I try not to pay attention to any of it, but yesterday was weird. It was up and down. It was crazy. But after the stocks went up and down and people have lost some money, he took to Truth Social, and this is what he had to say. He had gotten back from a golf trip to Florida. Trump weighed in on the bipartisan criticism towards his sweeping tariff plan, which he claims will bolster the United States economy. Pause right there. I wish I knew how. I wish I had like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do with these tariffs. This is how you, the American people, will benefit. And if that has been said, people aren't thinking about that. It needs to be brought up constantly. Like when he says, hey, it's going to suck at first, but don't worry, it's going to be great. I need more than that. I need more communication from you. You might be right. I doubt it, but you might be right. Since announcing the tariffs last week, stock prices have been ridiculous. On Monday, yesterday, Trump went on Truth Social and he urged Americans to stop being panickin. So instead of American, you'd be panickin, which the root word is panic. He's saying, shut the fuck up. Are you a panickin? Have any of you panicked when you saw that your 401k is going in the wrong direction? Is that making any of you panic that we might be entering some massive financial problem which is going to affect us for a long, long time? Are you a panickin? A word that he coined for, quote, weak and stupid people. So the president is saying to anybody who will listen that if you're panicking, you are weak and stupid, which I love this. To me, I'm going to stay the course and not panic. But I love the fact that some of his, and he's talking to his constituency. There are people, I can promise you, who are seeing all this shit going down. Like, hey, man, what the fuck? He's calling you weak and stupid. He says the United States has a chance to do something that should have been done decades ago. He wrote of the explosive tariff plan. Don't be weak. Don't be stupid. Don't be a panickin. A new party based on weak and stupid people. Instead, he said, be strong, courageous, and patient, and greatness will be the result. Now, do I believe him? No, not at all. But again, as I've said a million times, there is nothing I can do about this. So I'm just going to go, what are we going to do? Who gives a shit? And maybe it'll work out. And then if he's right, I'll be like, hey, I didn't panickin. I wasn't a panickin. This is great. Oh, my God. On Sunday, Trump told reporters on Air Force One that he secured the top prize in his senior golf championship at his golf club. It's good to win, Trump said. You heard I won, right? I don't think anybody cares, man. Megan says, I did not panic yet. We have time. Yeah, you know, more than likely, anything that goes on with the stock market now, you'll have forgotten about it in a month. Cole says, make a sign and go hold it on a street corner. That should stop Trump. Yeah. That always drives me crazy. Hey, man, you want to go to the rally and just like stand around and stare at each other and yell stuff and hold signs? No, I'd rather work. My God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am fresh out of things to talk about with you. That always makes me sad. What would you like to cover for the asshole of the day? Corey writes, when's the last time that fat fuck walked the whole golf course and did not use a cart? Well, first of all, anybody who doesn't use a cart during golf is an asshole. No one walks the course. So that's stupid. And Trump's not that fat. Trump is actually, for an 80-some-year-old guy, he's not bad. Yesterday, the assholes of the day were Trump protesters. Great suggestion by Rebecca. As the asshole of the day today, brought to you by TC Paintball, is RFK. Corey says, walking is part of the game of golf. Not if you have a cart. People who golf for fun don't walk. They use carts. It's not part of the game. It's part of the game if you're a professional for some reason, which it shouldn't be. Use the carts. Megan says, I don't freaking walk the course. I spill my beer when I walk. Right. No one walks the course. Only an asshole would walk the course. If you want to have fun and enjoy yourself, get on a cart. If you want to be a dickhead and walk the course like an asshole, then do that. Joe Martinez is here. He says, carts are for lazy asses. Corey says, fat people use carts. Oh, all right. If you say so. I'm using a cart. I don't golf, though, but I would definitely use a cart. That is going to do it, folks. I appreciate you so much, as always. You've been a great audience. That's going to do it. I'll talk to you on Patreon. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.